The National Park Service recently finished a study on the impact of trophy grizzly hunting in Katmai Preserve. By Park Service estimates, the harvest numbers are not affecting population or conflicting with other park uses, but some conservation groups and the bear viewing industry are not so sure that's accurate. Before renewing 10-year contracts for sport hunting guides, the NPS would like the public to weigh in. KDLG's Dave Bettinger reports.
Tackling issues of bear hunting is nothing new for Katmai National Park and Preserve, which is designed to protect hunting, says Superintendent Ralph Moore.
One of the purposes for which those preserves throughout Alaska were established was for hunting to be able to be continued. The hunting occurred prior to the establishment of the preserve, and that's an important use of the preserve, so we support and encourage that.
Katmai is home to the world's largest protected population of brown bears, and Moore says NPS is pleased with the management of the iconic species, even with sport and subsistence hunting. But the 10-year contracts for sport hunting guides are set to expire this year. NPS decided to analyze the impacts of hunting as an activity at Katmai. Moore says a recent survey at least shows the bear numbers are good.
We did studies on what the bear population was doing, and this revealed that not only was the population not declining, it was staying stable with the number of clients that we were having go into the area and possibly slightly increasing.
Based on a recently completed environmental assessment, the Park Service wants to keep the harvest numbers the same, up to 28 bears taken on sport tags and another 10 available to subsistence hunters. Others are not convinced the assessment gives a complete picture. Jim Stratton is the Alaska Regional Director for the National Parks Conservation Association.
Katmai Preserve is a pretty popular bear viewing area, and we were observing a conflict between the bear viewers and the bears that they wanted to view, which are large male brown bears, and of course the target of hunters, which is large male brown bears.
Stratton says an analysis of the conflicting uses of bear viewing and bear hunting was missing in previous studies, so the National Parks Conservation Association asked that it be included in this one.
We encourage the Park Service to, you know, kind of dive in and kind of look at this issue, you know, from a more in-depth perspective. And unfortunately, they didn't address the issue at all.
The assessment did determine that guided hunting for trophy grizzlies in Katmai adds a couple $100,000 to local and regional economies annually. But bear viewing is big business, too.
I take clients out. I get paid to take them out and see bears. And for that, they stay in hotels and B&Bs and Homer and other places in Alaska. You know, that's basically how I make my living.
That's Dave Backrack, who owns and operates AK Adventures. He says the revenue stream from bear viewing was overlooked in the assessment.
The only economic impact analysis in the environmental assessment is on how bear hunting will affect the economy.
Backrack's clients pay a premium to fly to remote areas of Katmai and watch bears, especially the big male grizzlies, which are exactly what the trophy hunters pay a premium to kill. Backrack sees a conflict between the two uses and says the assessment missed the chance to offer a solution.
There's a lack of alternatives, and they really need to have an alternative that addresses the user conflict between viewers and hunters, and it's just not there.
He and others still have concerns about the fair chase ethics of hunting these bears that spend their lives in front of a human audience.
They are habituated to people. You know, they really can't tell the difference whether you're pointing a Canon or an Nikon camera at them or a high-powered hunting rifle. It's just people out there.
A couple of years ago, shocking video footage of hunters killing what appeared to be a very habituated grizzly was broadcast on TV and YouTube. It raised plenty of questions at the time. That's not for NPS to address. The right to hunt in the preserve is congressionally protected. But for the next decade, how many bears can be harvested and from what areas of the preserve has yet to be determined. NPS would like the public to weigh in. The environmental assessment and a link to submit comments is available at the website parkplanning.nps.gov. The comment period is open through August 2nd. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.